Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 24th of February 2016, and this is the 311th Mole Out Loud podcast. It is pouring with rain, and it is just so wonderful. We've had a really, really hot day and night. Last night I woke up at about 4 in the morning and it was 28 degrees and incredibly humid. And it sort of stayed hot really today, although it didn't reach, it just never got cool until just about half an hour ago when the rain started. And it's cooled down and it is such a relief, and not to mention the garden looking a bit more cheerful than it did earlier today. And I'm still wearing my my shirt for the hottest weather, but I'm really enjoying just feeling a little bit cold. No doubt I'll put a cardigan on soon, but for the moment I just want to remind myself what it feels like to be cold. I've been having a really lovely day. Last night I had a meeting with my Hexenschuss group in the evening, and I found that I was articulating for the first time, perhaps, that I was going to continuously work on my novel, but I wasn't going to chain myself to my desk for a number of hours each day to do that. Instead, I am going to commit to spending periods of time, but quite short periods of time, on my novel at any time of the day. There will certainly be one or two of those sessions in the morning, and possibly one later in the day. I feel that I really want a lightness with what I'm writing, and somehow I've managed to turn it into a duty rather than a joy, and I really want to get away from that. And the other thing that I've been doing today, this afternoon, is working a bit, or trying to work out a bit, my balance between public and private work. Writing a novel is an extraordinarily private occupation and it takes years. So there is no there's no sense of response really, unless apart from my novel writing group. But in terms of the finished thing, there is a really long wait from when you start a project to when you get feedback on the completed thing. And late last year, I decided that I really wanted to produce something that went public quite regularly, which is how Murmurs of Mole started, and also this podcast. And I'm thinking again now about a greater public face, and I've been encouraging myself this afternoon in my thinking about it by listening to my brother, who some years ago had was in a duo called Tonight and Only, and I've been listening to a couple of his albums, particularly Zubaloo, which is my favourite of his albums, and especially What a Day is one of my favourites, and Time for You. And just thinking about when I've gone to watch him or when I listen to him, how he writes a song, and then he can perform it and he gets an immediate response from the people in the space. And it's struck me as such a very different way of working. Of course, I have the added thing of feeling comforted by his voice because I know it so well. So I've been listening to that, and I've been reading Doug Neal's Learn in Public workbook, and just following through on some of the things he asks in that workbook. Doug Neal runs the Verbal to Visual Classroom, and he is encouraging people to learn in public, which means putting oneself out there before a product is finished, and experimenting online and asking for continuous feedback. I don't think this really works, that being that public, with a novel. It just really requires quite a lot of what I would like to call secret time, not exposed time. And I think it's very easy to lose the novel if you expose it too early. So I'm not thinking about doing that with the novel, but I have been thinking about maybe doing it with the memoir, of maybe having some way of putting it online as it's created. So that's been one of my thoughts. And I'm also emboldened a bit by Kirsten Fogg, who is one of the Hexen Group, Hex and Schuss group, and she has been writing the belonging blog for the last year or so, and she has just changed it to writer out of residence, and she calls herself a pop-up writer. So she's looking at writing in public, writing in physical space rather than online, and that is quite an exciting experiment too. So I've been thinking about this a lot. I'm not quite sure where it's going to take me at this stage, but I feel enthused about doing something more public than I am at the moment. And also, I guess, perhaps broadening the readership of Murmurs of Mole, taking it out a bit further. I love having this quite select group of readers and listeners, but I think I should probably step outside my safety zone and see what's beyond this particular space. I do hope that whatever project you're working on, that you find ways that you can share your process with other people and share the agony and the ecstasy of it, and that your work has gone well today. And if you are working on a very private project, then I wish you all the very best with that as well. Thank you very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.